Test 62, section 3, question 18. Here we've got a strength in plus, what will make the argument perfect? So it says, if there are sentient beings outside our solar system, we're not going to be able to determine this anytime in the near future, unless some of them are at least as intelligent as humans. So basically, if there are sentient beings out there, we aren't going to figure that out unless they're as smart as we are. We will not be able to send a spacecraft to planets outside our solar system anytime in the near future, so we can't go visit them. And any sentient being on another planet capable of communicating with us anytime in the near future would have to be at least as intelligent as we are. So, and anything capable of contacting us would have to be as intelligent as we are. Now, this is sort of a weird argument. It did take me a minute to spot what was happening. So, essentially, the conclusion is that if there are sentient beings out there, we can't figure that out unless they're as smart as we are. Now, the evidence for that is for them to contact us or communicate with us, they'd have to be as smart as we are. So that covers the second half, unless some of them are at least as intelligent as we are. But there's two possibilities that we could determine that. Either they could contact us, or we could figure that out. But all it said was we will not be able to send spacecraft to planets outside our solar system. So what we're assuming is our only option for figuring out if they exist is to send spacecraft to there. And so that's kind of where the gap occurs. We have shown, like, they've covered the side of them communicating with us, and that's how we find out that they're there. But we haven't ruled out possibilities that maybe we can figure it out without sending spacecraft. We could figure it out with, you know, some sort of radio broadcast or, you know, something else that could work. So basically, in order to make this perfect, we have to say that spacecraft's our only option, or that you can't figure it out without those. There are no sentient beings living on planets in our solar system other than those on Earth. Okay, well, that doesn't really matter because the conclusion just says if there are sentient beings on planets outside our solar system, so we don't care about inside the solar system. B, any beings that are at least as intelligent as humans would want to communicate with sentient beings outside their own solar system. It doesn't really matter if they would want to. It's about whether they're capable of. And we still need to rule out that we might be able to go find them some other way. If there is a sentient being outside their own solar system, if there is a sentient being on another planet that is as intelligent as humans are, we will not be able to send spacecraft to the planet, being's planet, anytime in the near future. Well, we already know that because we can't send spacecraft to planets outside our solar system. So we've kind of already covered C, so it doesn't make it better. If a sentient being on another planet cannot communicate with us, then the only way to detect its existence is by sending a spacecraft to its planet. Well, if that's true, that will make the argument perfect, because it's basically saying, if they don't communicate with us, our only other option is send a spacecraft to their planet, and we've already shown that that's not possible. So that would make this argument perfect, so D is going to lock it up. It's really strong, and that's exactly what we want. Any sentient being on planets outside our solar system that are at least as intelligent as humans would be capable? Well, that's not going to make this argument any different. It's basically just a kind of a backwards version of the last sentence. It's saying, if they're capable of communicating, then they're as intelligent. E says, if they're as intelligent, then they're capable of communicating with us. And so it's just a bad if-then off the last sentence. And it doesn't change the fact that we would still have to rule out the possibility of communicating some other way.